Yes, well, this is something that we don't take lightly. There was actually two telephone calls made to this office yesterday evening, an office which I share with Barry McElduff and other colleagues here from the party. And in the first, they threatened that there was a bomb planted at his house. And then the follow-up call, they said that they threatened that he'd be shot.
It must be very worrying for his family.
Well, yes, Barry's a family man. He has three young children. And it's not something, obviously, that he's taken lightly. But at the same time, he's very determined to continue with his work. You know, himself, along with the rest of us, have a job to do. We've been elected by the people to serve the people and carry out a constituency service here for the people of West Tyrone. And it's certainly not going to deter any of us from doing our work. But it's not something that you take lightly.
How would you describe those people who made those threats?
Well, you know, there's many words you can describe them, but certainly they aren't reflective of the population at all. This office here, which from where we deliver our services, and including our Siobhan office, we serve people from all sections of the community. You know, people who are Republican, people who are from the unionist background, from many backgrounds, and they're not reflective of the community whatsoever. I can't even think of a word to describe them, but certainly they don't represent anybody. And it caused a great deal of shock amongst the public here in Oman throughout West Tyrone, because Barry has a lengthy track record of working very hard on behalf of the people, and he's seen as a very well-liked and respected public representative, and the people don't like to hear their public representative being threatened, but I have to say that it really has just renewed his determination to continue on doing what he does best.